Oh, what a day. Early October in 2020. Josiah up against Dolly. As I remember it, what a Sunday. Oh, what a day. Scousers also got spanked for 7. I was thinking I am in heaven. What a match and what a day. Do, do, do. Oh, I got a funny feeling that it wasn't for real. Oh, my. But I remembered then that Ollie's at the wheel. Do, do, do. Oh, what a day. It started off with yet another penalty. Soon wiped out by Ndombele. United surrender, what a day. Do, do, do. Oh, I turned my attention to Villa Park. Lovely seeing Liverpool get done as it turned dark. Do, do, do. Oh, what a day. Sonny and his box of tricks. Smashing United up for 6. United surrender, what a day.
Good morning, my lovelies. What a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it slip away. Ah, dear, wasn't it? Well, amazing. Isn't it amazing that if we cast our mind back to, well, just under 24 hours, I believe it was. I don't know what time the kickoff was. But a rather amazing result happened in the Premier League. And that was that West Ham went to Leicester and won 3-0. And no one's even talking about it. And then later in the day, Spurs went to Old Trafford and won 6-1. And then an even more Spursy sort of way, even that gets not talked about because Villa go and smash 7 past Liverpool. What an unbelievable results day of football that was. And then, I mean, none of those were the result of the day because then in the NFL, the Browns went to Dallas and won. And that tipped me right over the edge. But we had tipped them up, so that was okay. Tipped up the United penalty. It's difficult to know what to say, isn't it? It's difficult to know what to say. I mean, I've in my song I said I switched it. I didn't watch it. I saw United come up penalty. I thought, well, that's that done. Spurs will fold like a pack of cards. And unbelievably, they go and smash 6 past them. I don't know what to say. I genuinely don't. Jose's at the wheel. Yeah, I thought we'd looked well when I watched the Newcastle game. I thought we played well, and Paul said they played well against Chelsea in the second half. Put 7 past Maccabi, 6 yesterday. Or was it Merson who said Kane won't score goals with Jose there? I think going forward we're probably as good as anybody, if not probably one of the best lineups in the league, particularly when Bale's fit. I think if they get a centre back in, they've got to give Tottenham credit. They've had a fantastic by sort of modern times transfer window for the club. I did watch the highlights last night, and I can't defend it. Lamella completely and utterly out of order. It's either a red for both or not a red. But don't old United fans trying to claim the high ground, and Ollie saying if it was one of his players he'd string him out to dry. I think just watch Bruno Fernandes against Palace the first weekend when he kicks himself and does 3 pirouettes, a trip of Salco, and runs over. They all cheat. I've told you, it's one of the things I don't like about the game. But I mean, all the sort of social media and news is about United being rubbish. From what I understand, Spurs were superb. From the highlights I saw, Spurs looked absolutely lethal up front. Didn't seem to have much to do at the back. They all cheat, simple as that. I don't think 10 against, I think Jose said in his thing, didn't he, that 11 against 11, we were still miles better. By all accounts, we could have had a load more. Yeah, incredible. And then, I mean, I didn't watch Villa. From what I read, Villa were superb. Ross Barkley, you know, Grealish, everybody getting on the score sheet. Liverpool defending apparently not great. I did have to pull Art up. He put on his WhatsApp group, nice to see a change in the old guard. I had to put, old guard, you've won one COVID-ridden asterisk title in 30 years. It's not an old guard. United, when they were winning everything, that was the old guard. United and Arsenal. And then we had a bit of City-Chelsea. Liverpool have snagged one title, son. That's all. Not a change in the old guard. I'm wide open this year, isn't it? And I mean, I'll genuinely, from what you see early, I mean, it's like basketball. You know, football's meant to be a low-scoring game. The Premier League at the minute is absolutely going mad for goals. Averaging nearly 3.8 goals a game. I didn't see, and it doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I didn't watch anything on Saturday. I didn't see whether there was any controversial handball incidents. I've not heard any. Normally, if they are, you know, they pop up somewhere. And I didn't get tagged into anything or anybody mention anything, so I'm assuming that they might have reined that in, which is just even more ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, you know, 3.79 goals a game. Away teams averaging 2.03 goals, more than home, 1.76 at home. It's absolute madness at the minute, but we'll see what happens. I can feel it's got to settle down, but it's looking like it might be someone else at the minute. Yeah, but as I say, you know, even West Ham going to Leicester. I mean, I'd have had anything on Leicester in the morning if somebody had rang me up and said, do you want a bet? But West Ham, what two results that is. I mean, again, it's sticking as it comes out. West Ham, Wolves, and then West Ham, Leicester. Unbelievable. I mean, it's, you know, they say in the Championship, anybody can beat anybody. One of my lines has always been that football is fairly predictable. You look at the top of that table, you look at Man United in 16th, Man City in 14th, Everton top, Villa second, Leicester third, you know, West Ham 10th. Normally they're down the bottom half, aren't they? Incredible, absolutely incredible. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Right, we now enter the international break. It all goes quiet for 10, 12 days. There's Brazil, there's MLS, there's Japan, so those on FDD stuff will be happening. I'll be sort of getting myself set now through for the full onslaught of when it resumes. And I'll have some details on that now through this week. As I said, talking about perhaps, I'm not finalised anything, a Telegram setup, moving Chrissy's bets and everything to there. And I'll have some details on that. Just I've got Chrissy's results. I know, Jayster, you'll be happy. Just give you a quick rundown of them. So this is up to the end of September, since we started posting those, which was it was 1st of February, but obviously we've had the COVID period in the middle. So just to run you through them, these are the result bets that Chrissy's out. Built me a spreadsheet. He built his own algorithm into it to throw out some bets. It throws out a max of 3 bets a day. Across home win, first half goals, back in over 1.5, back in over 2.5, back in both teams to score, yes, and backing under 3.5 and backing under 4.5. So it could be a combination of anything there. So home win, there have been 166 bets for, I'm not sure that's right actually. Let me just check it. Let me just check the numbers there. Might be right actually, I might have, but I just didn't think the formula filled all the way down. I was just checking that. Yeah, there's been 166 bets for 9.75 points profit for the home wins only. First half goal, 43 bets for 2.23 points. Over 1.5 goals, 31 bets for 2.2 points. Over 2.5 goals, by far the best performer, 104 bets for 13.2 94 points. Under 3.5, 54 bets for -6.63. And under 4.5, 21 bets for -1.49. Also, and both teams to score 69 points, bets for a point profit. Now, when the algorithm churns one out, it marks one as a nap. The naps all in are 162 bets for 20 points, 20.28 profit. The naps are 162 bets for 14.36 profit. But if you just focus when a home win or an over 2.5 is a nap, you've had 120 bets for 20.28 points, which is a nice ROI. Pretty solid. There's a losing run of 7 in there, which I think is the longest losing run. There's 1 of 6 and 1 of 7. Other than that, it's pretty solid. Through the month, through those bets, 120 bets, 20 points, pretty much being consistent. What I've said when I've done his results most of the time, if you focus on home wins and over 2.5s, in particular when they're naps, the algorithm seems to get some nice profits. And a wide range of prices. There's some sort of odds on shots out to 6-7 teams at home. I think it put up St Johnstone against Celtic. You do get some bets that you may disagree with, but you only need to look at the people on Ultimate this week who probably, when their macros and systems threw up Villa on Friday, my bot had Villa as a home win. They probably thought, what is going on? But I think when we accept that results are random, anything can happen in football, and stop talking about... I'm going to cover confirmation bias in a minute, but we tend to believe what we want to believe, don't we? And the more that people feed us that, it doesn't matter the topic, then it just cements it. And I think, in football betting, you've just got to just get on with it and do it. And that's one of my great skills that I just, I don't even really pay attention to the team names. And obviously when you're botting things, it's even better. I mean, we've now got a situation, I don't need to touch the sheet when it's produced. It all just goes in the bot. So I actually, unless I look, don't know what bets it's placing. It doesn't really worry me then, because can't form an opinion. But I'm sure there were some who would think that seeing Villa or they haven't got a chance, and just shows you anything can happen. And Chris's algorithm does throw up the odd one that you think it did. For example, Reims to beat Paris Saint-Germain at 16 was a bet. Didn't win, but it was put up as a bet. But it has had some nice winners as well. So 20 points in 120 bets, focusing on home wins and over 2.5 for Chrissy's spreadsheets. And good luck to Chrissy, as I said the other day, with his new setup. I haven't spoken to him for a while, but I'll try and get to speak to him this week and see what all that entails. It's got to be perfect. If Carlsberg did Sundays, eh? If Carlsberg did Sundays. The ovens work in a dream team, you'll be pleased to know. I've had full DIY this week. I fixed the oven, and then I thought, I'm going to take all the doors off, clean all the glass. So I did all that as well. So all that's working a dream. It's like it's brand new. The heating thermostat, something went wrong with that. I've sorted that out, rewired that. I'm all over it. There was something else I'd done. There was three things I did. I can't remember what the other one was. Just becomes run of the mill. You just get on with it, don't you? New me, this is. I didn't sleep last night. I think it was the excitement of watching those goals late on. But I genuinely barely had about an hour's sleep. And I ended up watching... I watched the 49ers get beat, unfortunately, against Philadelphia. And then I ended up watching on Netflix... that documentary thing, The Social Dilemma. I advise everybody to watch it. It is scary. I've said it ever since it all started. I'm not into Facebook and Instagram and all that. Do have Twitter, so as I say, it can be taken as hypocritical, because probably shouldn't have that, but I do quite enjoy the banter with the people I engage with on there. But how these things work and the actual effect they're having on society, I just think is horrific. You know, being deadly serious, I just think it is absolutely horrific. And on that, what was that Trump car ride all about yesterday? I mean, there's an example of a guy who's president for all the wrong reasons, isn't it? You know, forget my views. He's just president for all the wrong reasons. If social media didn't exist, that guy would never, ever be president. And there'll be people who are happy that he is and people who are happy, you know, not happy. But, you know, he just summed himself up for me last night. It's all about me. Let me get out in a car and wave. He just wants to be a TV star, doesn't he? As opposed to actually running the country. What was all that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Love me, isn't he? He's one of them. Everybody love me. All there's people out there with flags. Oh, let me go see them. Love me. But you watch that Social Dilemma. Yeah, really, I enjoyed it. It's worrying. And it is that sort of, as I just said with football, it's that confirmation bias. Confirmation bias, really dangerous thing, I think. And all it actually does is cement people's views. So, you know, I get sent loads of stuff. You guys send me in loads of stuff. Obviously, you disagree with a lot of what I say, which is absolutely fine. No problem with that whatsoever. So people send me, you know, video links and watch this on YouTube and that. And pretty much to a dime, it's all absolute garbage. Because when you actually listen and watch it and read it and go into it, there's very little underneath that actually substantiates what they're saying. It's just a guy saying stuff that you believe in anyway, so it cements you because you're just listening to the bits you want to hear. You're actually not interested in what's underlying it. It's just as long as he backs up your opinion, it's that thing. Everybody's got their own facts now. And these companies, they just feed on that and send you more of it. And all it does, it just doesn't open your mind at all to any thought processes. It's just, I believe this and this is it. And I don't know how it's going to change. You know, I look at it, I watch that, and I've thought it. I've said it on here, you know, over the last year. This isn't always watched a documentary, look at him jump. I've said it. I do not know how we change society. Everything is now people in camps, and they're not willing to listen to other people's opinions. You know, I read an article yesterday on the US election saying that the things that happen now, very little will change because people have made their mind up. You know, people made their mind up in 2017-18. A lot of Trump supporters turned off straight after when he was inaugurated, when he started going on about Obama's crowds. I think they realised then that this guy isn't actually about the country. He's just all about himself. But then there's hardcore Trumpers who, as I say, have always said, it doesn't matter what he does. He could go and shoot people in Fifth Avenue, like he said, they'd still vote for him. And I just think that that's the way it is with everything. You know, I've said it, Brexit, even with things like football. You know, you just, oh, that can't win, that can't happen. You can't, you know, gambling in general, that stigma, can't win, can't win, can't win. People tell you it enough, that's what you believe. And if that's where you go and read those articles, that's what you follow, you just get fed more of it. So I'm going to try and break that cycle with the FTS podcast going forward. We're going to try and do some stuff on positivity, having diverse opinions, getting everything sorted on all sorts of topics. Tottenham winning the league, that's all you need to know. Just keep saying it to yourselves. Spurs are going to win the league, Spurs are going to win the league. You can't rule it out now, can you? You can't rule it out now. The one thing with those results, Villa will believe they can beat anybody, and Tottenham away to the big sides has been a massive hoodoo. Tottenham, the fact that they went a goal down and came back, they'll have great belief there. They're going to give West Ham an absolute pasting when they come back on the 18th, put them back in their box after their couple of away wins. And let's see, why West Ham seem to be having a lot of away fixtures, don't they? Why is that? Is the carpet dirty or something? Does it need cleaning? Is that what it is? Is the old carpet having a clean up? It's got to be perfect. So I had a decent ultimate weekend. I think a few of you did. I know there's some who are struggling. You know, the results will go the other way as well. These freak results that have gone in people's favour won't keep happening. It will go the other way. It's a long, old process. What have we played? 4 games in the Premier League. Some teams have only played 3. You know, even the Championship, which has normally had a load, has, 4 or 5 games in the Championship. Spain, 3, 4 games. Italy, there's absolute mountains of football to come after this international break to get into. I cannot wait. I'm really looking forward to this season. I think I'm going to have a fantastic season with the setup. Without a doubt, you know, it's been a funny old start, isn't it? As you can't say it hasn't. But I'm sure it will settle down. I can't believe that teams like, I don't mean to be disparaging, but I can't see Everton winning the league, and I can't see teams like Villa being up in the top four for certain. I think the big teams will get their act together and start to come through. It's just a matter of how long it takes and who's where when it all settles down. But I mean, Everton fans, you do need to calm yourselves down, don't you? You do need, I mean, that'll be the big game. You've beaten Spurs when they were absolute shambolic, and then what, Palace, Brighton, West Ham, West Brom, you know, it's teams that are, team. Oh no, West Ham was in the cup, wasn't it? But yeah, Palace, Brighton, West Brom, I mean, you're hardly turning over monsters here. And Spurs were dreadful the day you played them. But it'll be a good test, Everton, Liverpool. You know, belief is a great thing, and Rodriguez, I've always thought he's a half-decent player. So yeah, see what happens. But if you are, point of that, if you are struggling with ultimate, if you've not had the best start, it will all settle down. Take your time, dig in, patience. Right, so this week it will be, there's no football today. There's three games, I think, couple in Holland, a lot of goals in Holland. Oh, that Sparta Rotterdam result, wasn't that? That was heartbreaking, wasn't it? 4-0 up at half time. They did the woodwork, missed a penalty, AZ Alkmaar, and then it ends 4-4. I think a few of us were on the wrong end of that one. But that's the game. Again, you know, you probably, somebody said, why didn't you trade out? That's not the game. That's not, you just put it on. That's what it is. But yeah, I've got lots of bits now that, you know, a good couple of weeks I can get some stuff done and get that out for you guys without this constant football onslaught. So I will be doing that over the next week or so, and I'll have details on different elements for you as we go forward. But yeah, that's it. Go and watch. Oh, it's transfer deadline day, ain't it? Load of old shit. Well, for once in the life, I can sit there not moaning about Levy and Tottenham not buying anybody. I think Spurs have done brilliant business, whatever happens today. I think all eyes will be on United. Is Cavani the answer? 200 grand a week for a 33-year-old? That seems a Spursy sort of signing. See, that's like the sort of days we were trying to grab somebody. I know, slightly different level of player and money, but it does seem a desperate setup at United, doesn't it? It does seem a real, I mean, for me, it all stemmed when they bought Maguire for 80 million. I just think if you think Harry Maguire's an 80 million pound player, you got something wrong with you. I think he's absolutely fucking garbage. I really do. I think he is absolute garbage. I get annoyed that he gets picked for England. And for him to be wearing the Man United captain's armband, I think he's captain, for me is mental. I think he's awful. I didn't think he was much cop at Leicester. And when they bought him for 80 million, the world is going fucking balmy, I keep telling you. Anyway, right, I'm out of here. Enjoy your Monday. Villa fans, I expect you are walking in the air. You love the singing, don't you? The singing's coming back. The pod is changing. Singing's coming back. Recipes are coming back. Books are coming back. Mental side's coming back. Tips, fun, interviews. It's all going forward. And if on that note, I've got a couple lined up for interviews. If anybody wants an interview, and I'd like to get some of the punters who like to have a little dig in there on Twitter and things, why don't you come on and talk to us? Give us your views. It's all very well to poke, isn't it? But none of you seem to want to put your necks out. I've asked a few now. Why don't we have half hour? And none of them want to do it. It's funny, isn't it? But anybody, if anybody wants to sit and talk punting for half hour, it's not a stress test, just sit and talk punting for half hour, except we've got different views. I'm more than happy to line some up. I'd like to talk to a few people. Right, have a great Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Who knows, I might still be singing. Oh, what a day, early October in 2020. Da 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 da. I wrote my own lyrics there. I'm a songwriter as well. Right, arrivederci.